WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and God bless you. Thanks for joining us here today. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your day with me as we tune in today to God's frequency, WGOD. God has a word for you today. He's always broadcasting. And thank God we're taking the time now to tune into His frequency. The word today God has for you, we're picking up where we left off yesterday. This sermon is entitled, Do You Know the Time? We're looking at time, chronos time, and like a stopwatch time. And we're running out of it here. Are you ready for His return? This is what we're looking at here, time. All the references, and if you asked the Apostle Paul or Peter what time it was, you would get an exact and a specific answer from these guys with that question. That's what we're looking at. Hey, it's Wednesday. You're invited to Bible study tonight. Love to see you. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you're free, why don't you come by the church? If you're listening in at 5:30, you got 25 minutes to come by the church. You can get a cup of coffee with us if you're a little early, fellowship a little bit. 6 o'clock we'll start and roll out the blackboard, and we will be in the Gospel of Luke, verse by verse, chapter 14. You are invited. Love to see you. Let's see what these apostles have to say about time.
Here comes his solution. He said, therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. All right, number one, cast off or put away the works of darkness. That is the works of your hands. What are you doing with your life? Whom are you serving? Who do you work for? If what you do causes people to glorify God or praise His name, then those are the works of light. If what you do enable people to sin and help people get further and farther and farther away from God, then you're on the wrong side. And those are the works of darkness. What would be some of those jobs? Bartender, blackjack dealer, Planned Parenthood worker, and a dishonest school teacher that spreads lies. Like you came from a chimp. Or you can be whatever sex you want to be when you grow up. Things like that. You're on the side of darkness if that describes you. You know, I remember back in the day, I once worked at a gourmet wine shop that sold all kinds of alcohol, tobacco, and chocolate. And I prayed one day, I never forget, before I went to work. I said, Lord, give me a sign if you will, because I felt He was calling me into ministry and I wasn't in it. I said, give me a sign if you want me to quit this job. So that same day, this stranger walks into my job and he looked around oddly with a crooked look on his face and he said, my, oh my, you've got every sin covered here. You've got alcohol, tobacco, and chocolate. And he walked out and I quit the next day. Duh, hello? Think God's speaking to me? Those were just the wrong things for me. Number two, put on the armor of light. Remember, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So clothe yourself in God's light. What does that mean? Well, your armor protects you. So this verse means the protective cover on you is living a godly life. Walk in the light. Walk with God like Enoch did. Remember what the Bible says about Enoch? He walked with God and then he was not. God took him away. Just walk in the light. If you're walking with God, walking in the light, no evil can hurt you. No evil can befall you because you're walking in the light. Maintain godly works that draw people to God, not away from God. Like a Christian teacher. Number two, a help center. Help share the truth with women who might not know that there's help available to them. Not just for pregnancy, but for drugs and alcohol too. Sure beats being a bartender. Go out here and help people. Be a light, shining light to people. Boy, that place that Larry Spangler was involved in, that crisis, Agape Pregnancy Center, and the other, the crisis pregnancy, or even here. If you are feeling down and out and feeling like you're not making a difference in the kingdom, I challenge you. You tell Les that you want to come in here and you want to help on one Saturday that the food pantry's open. And you watch what happens to you. You see, I know the secret now. You're not keeping my rear end out of here anymore. I know the secret. God's at work here when this food pantry is open. And I encourage you, that's the cure anytime when you're down or if you're discouraged, is to go out and do something for somebody else. Bake them a cake. Take them to the store. Provide something for someone that's got nothing. It'll work every time. That's what I had listed under here as putting on the armor of light. Walk in the light. God is looking for a few good men and women to bear witness to the truth. You see, once the smoke clears, church, you are either on God's side or you are against him. Listen to how James put it, James 4:4. He said, "You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God?" Then he says, "I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God." Then he goes on, "Do you think the scriptures have no meaning? They say that God is passionate, that the spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him." So, do you know the time? Now, in the meantime, let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness or lewdness or lust or strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. And this is a choice that you have to make. God says, "Here is the way, walk ye in it." Okay, the last thing I want to do this morning is I want to give you a list to help you recognize what time it is. I think I got 12 things here. If you guys are visiting, you might actually get lucky and get out of here in an hour today. I got to work my way up to an hour and a half, you see, after being out last week. Okay. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. Let me read this to you. I'm in this New Living Translation. I said, I wanted to give you a list to help you recognize what time this is. Matthew 24:3. Later, when Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately, saying, what sign will signal your return and the end of the world, or the end of this time period? So Jesus answered them in verse 5 and said, many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. Okay, here's your list. Now remember, Darren gave you the reasons why and the how-to regarding watching. I'm giving you the list to show you that you are running out of time and that you need to be watching. He telling you to watch. I'm telling you, you're about out of time in this world. Jesus is telling you that we're about out of time. And you'll know it by these signs that we're running out of time. Number one is false messiahs everywhere. I just read it to you. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Messiah, or I am the Christ. They'll deceive many. They will deceive many. That means that you think that they're going to be who they say that they are. Remember what I told you about the Antichrist. He sits as God. He sits as God, pretending to be God. That means everyone here on planet Earth, if your name is not written in the book of life, you're going to believe that lie. And he's going to deceive you by various lying wonders and tricks. He's going to call fire down out of heaven. He's going to breathe into someone's nose that's dead, and he's going to bring him to life. Things this world has never seen. So this is the number one thing. False messiahs everywhere. Number two, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. This week's fill in the blanks for rumors of wars. What do we have this week? Every week you can pick and fulfill this. This week you have Taiwan versus China, right? Or China and the U.S. Those are the rumors of wars. The wars, I don't even need to mention. That's verse 6. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but don't panic, he says. These things must take place, but the end won't follow yet. Okay, number 3. Nation will rise up against nation. Actually, the Greek word there is ethnos, which means ethnic group. Ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group. Verse 7, nation or ethnos will rise up against ethnos and kingdom against kingdom. Okay, numbers 4, 5, and 6. Number 4 sign that you'll know that we're running out of time, famine. Number 5, COVID. Number 6, earthquakes. Again, these are signs that Jesus has given you because he wants you to know that we're running out of time in this world before he returns. All right, that's verse 8. There will be famines, pestilences. See, COVID is a pestilence, like the Black Plague, or AIDS, or SARS, or Ebola. These viruses, they're pestilences. Okay, there'll be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Okay, let's see what we can get from verse 9 and 10. It says, then they will deliver you over to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by everyone because of my name. Verse 10, and then many will be offended. Now, in this context, it means Christians seeing other Christians die are going to get offended and walk away from the faith. It says, many will be offended and betray one another and hate one another. All right, so there's the next 5. Number 7, Christians will be martyred. Number 8, you will be hated by all nations. Number 9, everyone out here is offended at something. Isn't that probably the number one sign out here today of all this list? Haven't you noticed everywhere you turn, everyone's offended? They're offended at everything. And it's funny, Jesus gives it as a sign that he's coming back soon. You'll know my return is near when everyone out here is offended at everything. Number 10, people betray each other. Number 11, people hate each other. And lastly, number 12 for this list. Because of all the evil in the world, people won't be kind to each other anymore. Wow, now that is the new number one on that list. Isn't that, again, the greatest sign that this whole world is running out of time? Jesus said, you'll know you're running out of time when everyone out here hates each other. The garage door mentality. How many people here know who their next door neighbor is? How many people remember when you were 8 years old, your next door neighbor? Golly, can you remember all the football games we had in the street? How many teeth I lost back in the day? We knew everyone on the street. When it was supper time, my mother would get this cowbell out. And then there was four of us, four Espositos from the north, south, east, and west. Ding, 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 and ding, 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 ringing that dinner bell. From all over the whole town, all four of us would gather. Now Jesus said, you'll know his return is near when that kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore. When you can't let your kids play outside anymore because someone will sell them or rape them. Those are signs that you'll know that when evil is taken over like this. Remember, when these two witnesses come here and tell everyone about Jesus, when they get killed, it says the whole world is going to send gifts to one another and have a big old party. Because that's where we're going here in this world. And these are the signs. They're not one of those things. There are signs that you will know that we're running out of time. That's what they are. Darren pleaded with you to maintain an attitude of watching. And that attitude should govern how you live. All right. No list can stop at 12. How about a 13, right? A chilling number 13 to add on your list here today. Here's the 13th sign that you will know we're running out of time. Here it is. The government forces you to receive an identifying mark in order to buy or sell. The government forces you to receive an identifying mark in order to buy or sell. The word charagma in Greek many times meant a tattoo. I don't see any difference between that and a vaccination card, really. You see, all this is a dry run to see how you are going to do. God's given you a test to see how you're going to do. How are you going to do when the government forces you to take an identifying mark, whether it's on a card or whether it's a tattoo on your hand or on your forehead? This is a test to see how are you going to do when the government forces you to get a mark in order to buy or sell. Remember, this is not a religious mark. It's an economic mark. It enables you to go to Publix and get diapers and milk and eggs. It's not to bow the knee to someone and call them Lord. And it's kind of as a test to see, how are you going to do? How are you going to do now when the cost for you is nothing? It costs you nothing if you fail this. But if you fail this one that's coming up, it's Revelation 13, 16. He causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one can buy or sell, save he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. You see, this is why the Bible says when he comes back, they're going to wail and not shout for joy. Because they guessed wrong. They look up. They look down. There it is, right there. I needed milk. And they took the mark. And this is a sort of a checkup from the neck up to see how you are going to do when there's no pressure on you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when the government forces you to do that? So you didn't fail. There is no failure. It's designed to just to show you how close we are to running out of time. Amen? Everyone follow me? Vaccine, I don't know about any of that. All I know is that this is eerily similar to how it's going to be once we run out of time. We're living in perilous times, church. I don't know how much longer the Lord will tarry before he returns. So I ask you, brother and sister, do you know the time? The Bible says, at an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Then he says, behold, now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. And that extends to all of you here today. What day is it? What time is it? Now is the time and the day for your salvation. Have you called on the name of the Lord? You see, all you have to do is call on him. That's it. And you can get a big N-A, and write it next to all of that junk. It doesn't apply to you. All you have to do is have your name written in the book. The Bible says whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. He's not calling you to be perfect. He's calling you to believe. He's calling you to believe. That's all you have to do in an acceptable time, you see. And there's still time in this hourglass. And it's still today. Once it's no longer today, then you no longer have any time. Peter said that the righteous is scarcely saved. Are you right with God? Everyone in this church, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, I put it to you, are you right with God? Is your name in the book? I leave you with one scripture verse. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Look it up later. It says, having been justified, that's when God's got to. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and pray. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, I call on the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, as not only Lord, but as my Lord. I receive him today as my Lord and my Savior. I turn from my wicked ways and I turn to you. Please write my name in your book of life here today. I respond by faith. During this accepted time, write my name in your book here today. In Jesus' name, I ask you, tell me, you promise, you hear me when I pray in his name. And I ask you these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
From Love Worth Finding Ministries, here's pastor, teacher, and author Dr. Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Joyce and I had a little baby that was taken critically ill. And there in the corridor of that hospital, I dropped to my knees to pray. I didn't care who saw me. I wasn't praying to be seen of men. I didn't care if people did see me. Jesus is not opposed to public prayer at all. What He is opposed to is praying to be seen of men, like the young lawyer, waiting for his first client when he hears someone walking down the hallway, says, aha, perhaps this is a client that I can impress. So he picks up the telephone, and nobody is on the other end of the telephone. It's simply a mock conversation. The phone has not even rung, but he's pretending to be talking. He says, yes, no, I'm sorry. I cannot see you tomorrow. I've got a heavy corporation case. If you'll talk to my appointment secretary, I may be able to help you. I'm very busy. Thank you, sir. Goodbye. And by that time, the man is here, and he says, now, sir, what may I do for you? He said, well, I'm from the telephone company. I came to hook up your telephone. Now, that's the kind of prayer that our Lord is talking about. When there's nobody on the other end of the line, we're just simply praying to be seen of men, to be heard of men.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.